before the Alliance.
For the Horde!
Slay them all!
Your mom's a bearded ogre and your father's a trog!
Welcome back to the Cozy Cottage, the place where cozy gaming chat occurs. It is March 25th, 2022. This is episode 3, Warcraft Wontons. I'm going to explain that a little bit for you. Thankfully, being a new podcast, I have the ability to change it up on the fly. And I think I'm going to, because I love so many different games, and I love talking about so many different games, and I like to podcast about so many different games, I'm actually going to be moving forward with the Cozy Cottage Gaming Podcast by serving up yummy game-related meals. So, for this episode, we're going to be talking about World of Warcraft, and I'm going to be serving you some World of Warcraft wontons. So stay tuned for the next episodes, because I'm also going to be covering some Blizzard Buffet, and I'm going to be dishing out some Final Fantasy fondue, maybe some Diablo donuts. You never know what's going to be on the menu here at the Cozy Cottage, but that is what I'm going to be doing. So in this episode, we have some World of Warcraft wontons, and you know, it's so nice of you to stop by for a chat and a nice warm meal. I'm your host, Tarina, and you can follow the show at @_cozycottage on Twitter. You can email the show at harenascozycottage@gmail.com, and the website is cozycottagegaming.com, and you can follow me on Twitch when I actually start to stream. Right now, it's just like a nice little hub with all my links, so I can still watch and stop in and say hi to different streams. So that's at twitch.tv @cozy_harena. And I am on the Twitter as well at Harena, HARAINNA. So, like I said, please make yourself at home, grab a cuppa and a nice empty stomach, because there's a lot of Warcraft news, so I hope you brought your appetite. Let's go! Jamie Lee Curtis, the world's most famous scream queen, stated last night on Jimmy Kimmel Live that she planned to officiate her youngest daughter's wedding dressed as powerful World of Warcraft Archmage Jaina Proudmoore. And during this episode, Jamie Lee Curtis tells Kimmel, "Ruby and Cynthia are getting married in the backyard in May. And I'm officiating. It's a cosplay wedding, after all, that you dress up in a costume and you put on a costume and pretend to be someone else." And that inevitably leads to a debate between Curtis and Kimmel on the differences between cosplay and simply dressing up in a costume before she announces who she will be dressed up as. And she says, "Ruby and Cynthia picked my costume. Her name is Jaina Proudmoore. It's from, anyone here know what that is? It's a game. It's from World of Warcraft. I don't know. It's a game. She's an admiral." So Curtis, seemingly perplexed on World of Warcraft, is very definitely a ruse, because, you know, perhaps she's avoiding embarrassing encounter with Jimmy Kimmel, but in actuality, she has a lengthy relationship with World of Warcraft. She cosplayed as an orc shaman at the 2016 Warcraft premiere and actually spoke about World of Warcraft in a promotional spot for the video game live concert series with true knowledge of the actual game. And she's also been to BlizzCon and tweeted about it in 2015. She has knowledge of Jaina Proudmoore, who's the Lord Admiral of Kul Tiras. So for someone who claims that she knows, because she's the Admiral, and she referenced that she was the Admiral to Jimmy Kimmel. So, like, you wouldn't think about not only just saying the character's name, but then also it's, you know, the character's military status in the game. You know, that's a little more detail than just the average person who knows nothing about World of Warcraft would add. So I agree, in my opinion, she is not, you know, being fully honest with her knowledge of the video game, and her relationship has gone, like, you know, way back to 2015 and maybe even before. But she had even tweeted out in 2015 that she went incognito to BlizzCon 2015 at Warcraft. "It was epic. What a wonderful World of Warcraft this is. #BlizzCon2015. I put the tweet in the show notes. So it shows her dressed up as an undead, and it is pretty cool. So I just wanted to share that. And then also the 10th annual World of Warcraft Student Art Contest, which is hosted by Blizzard Entertainment, Early Careers and World of Warcraft Development Teams, has concluded, and their judges went through the many exceptional entries and identified the winning entries after some spirited debate and deliberation. And there are four categories and four winners for each category. Well, a one winner per category. The link is in the show notes if you want to check them out, because my words and description would do them no justice. So you can find the show notes at cozycottagegaming.com. Also, World of Warcraft, it has a whole new set of hot fixes that were released on March 23rd, 2022. And that includes a whole list that I'm not going to include in the show notes because that would be really boring to listen to and very monotonous to report on. So I did put the link in there. So if you were looking forward to something being hot fixed, that is where you're going to go. World of Warcraft Sepulcher of the First Ones Raid Finder Wing 2 is also live, and that went live on March 22nd, 2022. And for the this is where I read it as Sepulcher, but every voice over in the game is Sepulcher. I don't know. I cannot call it Sepulcher. Yeah, I think that's how they call it in all the cinematics. The Sepulcher. So I guess I'll try to remember that because I don't feel like saying it that way at all. But we can pursue Zoval's forces in the Sepulcher of the First Ones and prepare for the most epic Shadowlands raid yet. Coming with the start of Season 3, the Jailer has breached the Sepulcher, the mysterious heart of the Shadowlands. Should he control its primordial power, he will reshape the cosmos with death at the fore. As Zoval prepares to dominate reality, champions of Azeroth charge forth to stop him. Will their resolve outmatch his? So the raid bosses, there are going to be 11. Difficulties is Raid Finder, Normal, Heroic, and Mythic. And you have to be level 60 to participate. And the Raid Finder minimum item level is 220. I don't see that being a problem, because I feel like I'm around 232 now and I'm a scrub and I have just been doing the dailies and I cleared this week's part of the campaign and I just unlocked flying in Xerath Mortis last night. So I'm so geeked about that. And I was so excited that I got to unlock flying and I stayed up until 5 a.m. to pull it off. I was not going to go to bed until I had every little box checked off. So I love that. I'm so excited. Plus, I'm so excited that I got to use my new flying mount from my Ardenweald Renown Reward, I believe it is. It's like this skinny little flying dog. I'm sure that it has a technical name that I'm totally not. I can't remember right now, but it's adorable and that's all that matters. So right now they have been doing the raid unlock schedule. So, you know, March 1st was the normal heroic difficulties. March 8th, the remaining three bosses were unlocked. And then on March 22nd, the Raid Finder Wing 2 was unlocked, the Cornerstone of Creation. And then on April 5th is the Raid Finder Wing 3 will be unlocked. That is the Domination's Grasp, where you will battle Anduin Wrynn, Lords of Dread, and Rigelon. All that will become available. And then on April 19th, the Raid Finder Wing 4 will be opened up. And that is the Grand Design, where we will fight the Jailer, and that all that will become available. So by April 19th, the entire raid should be unlocked. Now, while all of the raid is being unlocked, there's still going to be even more rewards available for us. There's the Cosmic Spoils, which is the path to the Banished One's defeat is paved with treasure that will give us new mounts and class sets. Mounts will be the Xerath Overseer for the Mythic Difficulty Jailer fight, and then the Shimmering Orlid will be the Glory of the Sepulcher Raider. And each class will be able to obtain an all-new 5-piece set that will confer fabulous power to those determined enough to procure them. And then there's actually new achievements that you can unlock and also rewards that go with those achievements. There's the Glory of the Sepulcher Raider. And when you complete the entire list of the Sepulcher of the First One raid achievements, you can get the Shimmering Orlid as your mount reward. And then the Mythic, the Jailer defeat the mythic, the jailer. We have to defeat the jailer and the sepulcher of the first ones on mythic difficulty. And the title reward is Guardian of the Pattern. Then there's time limit achievements that are also going to be there for the raid. Those who defeat the jailer on heroic or mythic difficulties prior to the next raid tier can earn these achievements that they can proudly slash flex over. There's ahead of the curve. So that's the jailer. You have to defeat the jailer in the sepulcher of the first ones on heroic difficulty or higher before the release of the next raid tier. And then the mount you can get is the carcinized Xerath steed. And then cutting edge is the jailer fight. You defeat the jailer in the sepulcher of the first ones on mythic difficulty before the release of the next raid. So those are your time limit achievements. So then we have some PvP for the PvP lovers. We can jump into this week's PvP brawl, which is the Packed House. This is started on March 22nd, and there's nowhere to hide in this week's 15 versus 15 arena PvP brawl. I think now that I have all of my PvE gear, I'm going to have to start grinding some PvP gear. So I will have to check this out. I will have to just grin and bear it. But there's nowhere to hide in this week's 15 versus 15 arena PvP brawl Packed House. Packed House Warfare. They put more PvP in our PvP in this Packed House. There's nowhere for us to hide as we face 2, not 3, not 5, but 15 adversaries in this 15 versus 15 arena battle. And we will be able to do this for 4 more days. It's open from March 22nd to March 29th. And then also, Torghast, the Unbridled Darkness bonus event, is live. And Shadowlands introduced a series of 3 new bonus events within Torghast, the Tower of the Dam, offering a unique new event, Anima Powers. These new powers will provide a variety of wild new abilities to utilize during our adventure through the halls. If you choose the event-themed Anima Power at the start of your dungeon run, the remaining choices for that run will change to include additional event-themed powers to choose from along the way. For example, if you choose the Maw Pet power during the Beast of Prodigium event, it will alter any remaining Anima power discoveries in Torghast to include powers that buff your Maw Pet. So that's pretty cool. Should you not choose to take this new power and choose a normally available power, you will not get any abilities associated with the event within Torghast to use for your run. So it sounds like it'd be more beneficial to actually choose the Anima power. But that's just my opinion. So, Torghast Unbridled Darkness. Unbridled Darkness has been unleashed upon Torghast, Tower of the Damned. Plunge into the darkness with a vial of darkness. While under this effect, you'll gain additional damage and movement bonuses. March 22nd, this became available. It is going for every week, and the bonus event systems consist of a rotating schedule for different activities. So currently, it is scheduled to run each week beginning on Tuesdays. The in-game calendar can serve up to us the one-stop reference so we can keep track of these events and their scheduled times. So there's also a weekly bonus event, Warlords of Draenor Time Walking. Prime your minds for an especially tangled chronospatial conundrum. Warlords of Draenor Time Walking is here. Us players will be able to adventure into 6 world Warlords of Draenor dungeons to reap new rewards all week during this bonus event. Your character and items will be scaled down to a power level fitting for the challenge at hand, but bosses will yield loot appropriate for your actual regular level, so that's pretty cool. Time Walking Dungeons also have a chance to drop items that usually drop when you run them on heroic, and you'll earn reputation with a faction that is interested in that actual dungeon. Ooh, I do love rep. I really wish that they would bring back the Cataclysm repping, where we had to, you know, unlock the tabards, and then once you put on that tabard and you run your dungeons, you get to build rep for that. I love that. I really want that back. That was like my most favorite part. Now there is an actual quest that we can seek out this week. The caretaker Katol in Ouroboros has a quest for us, and we can start the quest from within the Adventurer Guild. Shift Dash-J. Quest requirement is to complete 5 time walking dungeons, and the reward is 1 box containing a piece of gear from normal difficulty Sepulcher of the First Ones, which is a really cool way to get some better gear by knocking out 5 time walking dungeons. So that is actually a great quest. I picked it up. I haven't done it yet, but now that I have all of my gear slots, I got all of my old, like, leveling 100s gear because I had taken like a year off Warcraft and came back. So now that I feel like I've at least got everything over 220, so I have like, I got my legendary, the second legendary, so I think I'm at like 230 something. So I should be able to do these, and I'm excited now that I'm regurgitating the news and thinking now I know what they mean by it. But before, no. Not until I've actually played through everything to understand where this is at in the game, since I've been gone for a year. So while time walking is active, we will gain 50% bonus to reputations earned from quests and creature kills for all reputations associated with a corresponding expansion. Simply open up the group finder with your default hotkey, I, and then select Dungeon Finder and Time Walking in the type drop-down menu. Selecting Find a Group will match you with other players and send you to one of the following heroic dungeons. So it'll be a randomization of Auchendoon, the Blood Mall Slack Mines, the Everbloom, Grimrail Depot, Shadow Moon Burial Grounds, and Skyreach, and then also Warlords of Draenor Time Walking Rewards. We will be able to visit these time walking vendors, Tempra in Stormshield and Cronus in Warspear. They'll be waiting to take our hard-earned time-warped badges in exchange for some tempting rewards. There are the options for 2 mounts, which is the Beast Lord's Iron Tusk and Beast Lord's Werewolf, and then 2 toys, the Apex's Focusing Shard and the Banner of the Burning Blade. And on top of all of that, there's also reputation tokens for all of the Warlords of Draenor factions. And then there's additional Warlords of Draenor equipment that will be available during this event. So there's all of that. Time Walking Jazz, World of Warcraft, Shadowlands, the Mage Tower also returned permanently, and this was announced on March 21st. When first introduced in Legion, the Mage Tower challenged players to conquer unique solo class specific encounters. Now the tower is open once again, bringing back the excitement with the all new rewards to obtain and a chance to prove your tenacity. Are you the master of your class? It's time to put your knowledge and skill to the test once more. So they wanted to put in an update too to say that when they originally developed the Legion Time Walking bonus event, they were looking for more fun features from Legion that they could add to it. So the Time Worn Keystones were actually part of that, and then the Mage Tower as well. And then having heard the feedback and seeing how it had played out, they agreed that a personal skill challenge being available only for a short window of time every few months isn't actually in the spirit of these types of events. So as such, starting the week of March 29th, the Mage Tower will be accessible at any time, no longer tied to the Legion Time Walking bonus event. So I will have to check that out because I have not done anything with that yet. And then also there's gaining access to the Mage Tower. So for people like me, this will help. You travel to the Broken Isles and reach the Broken Shore from Dalaran. There, at Deliverance Point, you'll be able to enter the tower and engage in a challenge meant to test your skills. There are 7 encounters available, and your specialization will determine which challenge you will actually face. So for me, I am a Beastmaster Hunter, so I will have a specialized challenge with 7 encounters for me, and you will have one for you. So that is exciting. So that wraps up our World of Warcraft retail news, and now I'm going to share with you some Warcraft Classic news. Also, Blizzard announced that there are enhancements for our gameplay and more accessibility updates that are available, and they posted this yesterday, the 24th, and they announced, since our first Shadowlands update on accessibility, the team has been hard at work building new accessibility options and improving existing ones. We hope to continue to build features that ensure the adventures in Shadowlands and beyond are truly epic for everyone. All accessibility options can be found in your interface panel of the game menu. the default hotkey is escape. So they added in new unit frame mouse overcast. This option is for the interface panel under combat. Once enabled, mousing over a unit frame and casting a spell will cast it directly on that unit without having it targeted. This means that you simply activate this option to cast your spell directly at the target your cursor is hovering over. Press any assigned keybind to use that corresponding spell on your mouse over target, assuming it's a legal target for your spell. No healing the enemy. They also added click cast bindings. This option will allow us to bind spells and macros to actual mouse clicks. You can then cast bound spells and macros by clicking directly on the unit frame or set alternate click bindings using shift control or the alt key. And then this option also helps because it can be combined with unit frame mouse over cast functionality to allow you to quickly cast spells at allies by hovering over them and clicking, or to swiftly switch the targets to apply debuffs to multiple enemies. Then there is a new cursor scaling where you can increase the size of the default mouse cursor to make it easier to see. While this option already existed as a console command, it is now also available as a toggle in the accessibility menu. And they have updated controller support. They've made additional API updates to these control schemes, improving support for controllers, touchpads, and gyros so add-on creators can leverage them. And they updated the text-to-speech updates, so it can now support multiple chat tabs, and settings can now be saved at the account level rather than on a per-character basis. That is pretty handy. In addition, enemy and boss dialogues and emotes have been added as options in text-to-speech, so you can activate text-to-speech to boss emotes and whispers, as well as non-boss says, yells, whispers, and emotes from the text-to-speech interface under the chat option. And they added additional chat commands. So they have added a shorthand for the slash ready chat command. You can now just simply type slash RC to access the same command. In addition, they've added a new command to initiate a countdown, type slash CD followed by a number, for example, slash CD space 10. This will initiate a synchronized countdown for all players in your party or raid. Note that this option is only accessible to the party or the raid leader. Last but not least, we can now link our PvP and Mythic Plus ratings in the chat with shift click like you would with other items. So that is pretty cool. Just wanted to share those changes with you.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
This was our land. Troll land. I got a surprise for you now.
Giamani, never give up.
We're gonna bury you here.
That's right. The Burning Crusade Classic Zulaman is now open. It opened yesterday, March 24th, 2022. The next content update for the Burning Crusade Classic, The Gods Zulaman. That was the trailer for it. You, on March 22nd, had the opportunity to muster your forces because the release of that content update for Burning Crusade Classic provided a variety of changes that were meant to help us prepare for our adventures within the heart of the one-time capital of the Amani tribe, Zulaman. Now, there are the dungeon and raid updates that took place where all Outland dungeons now have been adjusted to their final reduced difficulty state. The heroic dungeon keys now require honored reputation down from revered, and the Zephyr has made her way to the World's End Tavern in Shattrath City, offering players who were revered with Keepers of Time, a free teleport to the Caverns of Time in Tanaris. And there were epic gem updates. The Magtheridon's black sack of gems and Jewel Crafter's brilliant glass can now contain epic gems. Note that the existing brilliant glass and previously looted unopened black sack of gems will not contain epic gems. And there were other additional updates. The Primal Nether and Nether Vortex are no longer soulbound, and neither vortex can be purchased for badges of justice from Garros in the Shattrath City. Enter Zulaman and more, they announced yesterday. I know I'm behind, whatever. In the Eastern Kingdoms, just south of the once beautiful elven kingdom of Quel'Thalas, the eerie ghostlands beckon would-be adventurers, daring them to enter the Amani stronghold of Zulaman. Enter Zulaman by bringing your staunchest allies with you. If you want to face the dangers within the heart of Zulaman and claim the treasures with them, the stronghold of Zulaman has stood for millennia as the Amani Trolls' seat of power and bastion of the fearless, cunning warlord Zul'jin. Zul'jin has spent several years plotting behind Zulaman's walls, furious at the Horde for allowing his hated enemies, the Blood Elves, to join its ranks. He eagerly embraced a scheme that the witch doctor Malacras proposed to seal the power of the animal gods within the bodies of the Amani's strongest warriors. You can also, the main star of the show, face the warlord Zul'jin, and that, they ask, will time be on your side as you fight your way through Zulaman to defeat the devious warlord Zul'jin at the seat of power of the Amani Trolls and stop him from exacting his deadly vengeance? New 10-player raid Zulaman has the ability to defeat the devious warlord Zul'jin, the seat of power of the Amani Trolls, and to stop him from exacting his deadly vengeance. There are 6 raid bosses. That's Nalarak, Akilazan, Janalea, Halazi, Hexlord Malacras, and Zul'jin. And this is for level 70 players, and the location is Ghostlands in the Eastern Kingdoms. There is no attunement required to enter the instance Zulaman, but it does have a 3-day reset lockout. And the Time Challenge Amani Warbear is up for grabs because Zul'jin and his lieutenants are holding several hostages in Zulaman, and then when you enter the instance, the Amani will begin preparations to terminate them. If you defeat one of Zul'jin's lieutenants and reach a hostage before your time runs out, you will be rewarded with an additional piece of loot and a timer extension, a brief stay of execution. Rescue all of the hostages, and your raid will be rewarded with 1 Amani Warbear epic mount. And there are Outland world boss changes. The Doom Lord Kazik and Doomwalker are now more eager to share their spoils with you. So their loot is now bind on equip, and that is changed from bind on pick up. So the Badge of Justice updates that are out. The following bosses can now drop Badges of Justice, giving you more opportunities to obtain this valuable currency. Doomlord Kazik and Doomwalker, all bosses in Karazhan, Gruul's Lair, and Magtheridon's Lair, and all bosses in the Serpent Shrine Cavern and Tempest Keep, and all bosses in Zulaman. In addition, Garros? I can never pronounce it right. In Shattrath now has new, more powerful wares. You can buy some wares in case you want to buy some wares. There's more powerful wares to offer in exchange for Badges of Justice. Profession updates also took place. The following leatherworking items can be trained or have their recipes purchased from Outland faction vendors. Did I say faction? You'll never know. They have profession updates for the Greater Drums, Not Hide Quiver, and Not Hide Ammo Pouch. And Zulaman's army will grow more powerful by the day, hungrier to exact vengeance in the name of its fearless leader, Zul'jin. Will we be able to bear up to the challenge? Only time will tell, happy adventurers, Azerothians.
Oh,
All right, I just wanted to remind you of how you can contact the show. You can head right to cozycottagegaming.com, and you can find the show notes there, all the ways to contact the show and follow the show on social media and pick out a favorite platform of yours to listen to the show. And you can follow the show on Twitter at @_cozycottage. You can email the show at harenascozycottage@gmail.com. I added a new page to the website, so any future guests that come on, you can go and check out how to follow them and where to see all of their content. And I'm just going to add that as it comes. And then I'm also going to be putting up a menu to show you all the different items of episode ideas that I have planned. So that's how I'm going to do it. I'm taking control of how I give you your gaming news and how I can serve it up into bite-sized portions. So I hope you enjoyed these Warcraft wontons. And if you did, stop back in, have a visit, and have a wonton. Bye-bye.
Let's cross again.
I'll always treasure our time together.
Goodbye.
Peace. Or not.
In my native tongue, my name means dances with tassels.
Yeah.